or two bushes here.
Yeah, we need that.
Just have I'll be just a sketch.
Okay.
I mean, to show them what you have in mind. So like he says, we have it on record.
Right.
And then we can show that you're conforming to what.
He was, and that's what I'm saying. I don't know whether, because I'm willing to do whatever we need to do over here. What he was basically saying, because I had suggested right around here, he didn't like that for some reason. He wanted to take this rock out. These are all like landscaping rocks in there, and just add two more to this end, which would pretty much cover it. But do you want it outside here? I mean, I'm willing to do whatever we need to do. But the point is I just don't really.
I think we're just wanting the box side of the hot tub. Yeah, we're not. However you choose to do it.
We're not telling you how to do your mouth. We're just trying to block it.
What's going to happen?
We really didn't know where to go because we weren't quite sure what would be acceptable.
We need something to look at, so Scott can
have sure. Yeah.
This is what you propose.
Well, we weren't quite sure whether, you know, plants were going to be enough, so we just wanted to see. Now, those back here, and we could do this, although it would like kind of look funny because you got the forsythias, but these big, huge bushes back here are the privets, and right. Those would go well in that area, too. Right.
Very big.
Does it matter to you?
No, as long as you're blocking that hot tub, is really all we're trying to, you know, however you choose to do it is up to you. We just need to know what it is so we can have a decision record on it.
Yeah.
Anything else?
You want to get something to Scott?
I will, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And you're going to go with six on this side?
Mm-hmm. He said six would fill in real nice, yeah.
Was that forsythias also, Maria?
Either forsythias or privets.
Or privets, okay.
I'm just asking, like, what would you prefer? Again, but these are forsythias here.
Right.
So it'll just look like the same thing, kind of right down the side.
I don't think we're here to tell you what you have to landscape with. We just want to see it covered in.
Okay.
What you have there, I mean, yeah, at some point we'll probably fill in, but you're talking about years. I mean, before those will be big enough to actually grow together.
Yeah, the forsythias grow pretty fast.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're just trying to make everybody happy.
Believe me, we are too.
I understand. Yeah. I have no other questions.
Okay.
Okay.
George?
Yeah. Well, sometimes nature doesn't work very well for that. I'm wondering if I don't. I see buffers go in and then buffers die.
Yeah,
it's our responsibility. I mean, I've already covered that with the HOA. If we put them in, it's our responsibility to keep them maintained and to replace them and, you know.
I don't have anything else. Does
she conform to the code if she does the six there, or does she have to go all the way down to separate the two uses?
No, I mean, it's totally up to the board on what you want the buffer. There's even a deal in there that talks about sightline next to the road, but that would be...
Did the Board of Adjustments have anything to say?
No, they had the decisions in the code supposed to be made by the Planning Commission as far as the specifics of a buffer. Just the buffering requirement was added. So that's why you guys are hearing it, is because it was your decision.
It wasn't there at the time, yeah.
Will the HOA allow you
to go all the way down?
To put something down.
The problem with that, well, of course you have the sight line from the road that he's talking about. You would have problems there. But the HOA has given me permission to put the bushes there.
Sure.
You know, the more that we hamper the landscaping for them to do it. When the BOA... You know, their intent was just to kind of cut the sight line. And those six bushes will totally cut the sight line from that yard.
And it's the sight line of the hot tub,
I can't imagine there being a lot of people hanging out on the side of the house. I would think the front yard, the backyard's where your activity is going to be, but that's just my opinion.
Exactly, and both houses have one window on that side, and they're the glass block.
Right, one.
Yeah.
I can see it.
Yeah, and it's just that glass block stuff. It's not even a window
I personally don't think it, I mean, that's just my opinion.
Yeah.
I don't understand why you would need a row of bushes on the side of, between those two houses that are, what, 15, 20 foot apart?
About 23.
Okay. I mean, that's just my opinion.
Yeah.
I want to make sure we're we're conforming to what the guidance code says for
a
buffer, because on the last projects, we said buffer around the property, right? Or they're going to use the existing, the tree line.
Yeah, and I think it's a matter of each individual place on the buffering. That's why it's up to us to make that decision. They're not all cookie cutter. I mean, every place is different. A house in the country is a little different than a house in the city or subdivision, in my opinion.
Yeah, and the code says with private, you know, where you butt up against residential property. That's the only place, because it's a corner lot, that we butt up against residential. Behind us is about a 10-foot bluff plus all those for Cynthia.
Right. And that's just my opinion. I don't understand why one would be necessary between the two buildings, but that's not my call to make. I'm just stating my opinion.
Thank you for that. I appreciate that. I really do.
So I guess...
Just bring us a plan.
I will.
Okay. Yeah, bring us a plan.
So that's my question, since we're kind of like the first, you know, that's gone through this. That's why I didn't know which way to go. So we're kind of assuming that we'll probably be okay if I just shut the 2 yards off? Okay.
That's my opinion.
Okay. We'll try that.
All right, and I think at this point, I would like to give Karen Murphy a chance to express her feelings on this.
Yeah, Appendix H says that it is a buffer between residential and commercial property. Dadgummit, it goes from the back to the front.
Yeah.
And our HOA has not approved anything for this property. She was not prepared for tonight. She didn't submit a plan. We don't have any drawings. I ask that it be denied and postponed or whatever, because it's not complete. And our HOA has not approved anything. They can't plant anything without the HOA approval. If they do plant, like she says, they have to take care of the whole thing. So there's another maintenance problem that we will have to watch to be sure that they do their own maintenance on their bushes, trim under whatever. And it does say run between the two properties, commercial and residential. That to me means it needs to be all the way. And my husband talked to the owner of this, and we do have the close-up of that. One's dead. These have all been there for 10 years. So they don't grow fast. So you can't have a buffer that isn't substantial, so you have to have the big trees or the bushes right away. You can't start at the bottom and let them grow up. So since she was not prepared, I wish it would be either postponed until she has a real plan or completely denied. Thank you.
Anything else from the board? That concludes the public hearing on this issue.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, would the vote for this be on the 16th?
It would be on the 16th.
Would tonight be the night to entertain a motion to table it until we see a more concise plan?
That would be up to the board.
I think the she needs to go to the HOA first to see what they... We approve something, and then they go to the HOA, and they don't
deny
approve it, then...
No, I've been to the HOA. I've gotten their approval to do that.
That is not true.
That is true.
No, we talked about
it. Hey.
I've been to the HOA. I submitted several plans to them, and they gave me approval for three of them, not for one of them. So I do have the HOA approval to do it.
Do you have the plans with you that you submitted to the HOA?
What I had submitted, because in the beginning, I do, but in the beginning, what was we thought, because we were the first one and we didn't know how it read, we thought we had to do fencing. So I submitted plans to the HOA. I sat down with them. We looked over fences to decide what would work, which they'll only let us do the wrought iron fences like around the pool, so it doesn't do anything for sight line. So I gave them, you know, options. We can put it from the side of the house to the bluff or to the bushes, or we can make an L off the house and go back to the bluff.
Which one did they approve?
They approved both of those.
Do you have any documentation of that approval?
No, but Scott verbally gave me the approval. And then I may have an email that says that you would. Yeah, Scotch from the HOA.
Yeah, I didn't get the verbal. No, I'm never looking over here.
I'm not going to get in trouble. No.
Yeah.
The one that they didn't approve was just to put a fence in front of the trees, you know, the neighbor has, and not L it off to the house. They thought that would look stupid. But they did give me approval to put bushes there, either in front of the fence or without a fence.
Do you have any documentation of that approval?
Other than sitting down with Stacy and Scott giving me verbal approval for that. I do believe I have one email.
They could surely that send said that one.
Yeah, sure. I can get that from them. But I have talked to them.
You could get it to Scott. It would surely help.
Okay, yeah.
Our Scott.
Sure.
Yeah.
Come up, I'll let you speak. I've let everybody else. Don't want to discriminate.
I just wanted to clarify something. I met with Scott Daly in person yesterday morning around 9 o'clock.
State your name, please.
My name is Susan Smith.
Okay.
Okay.
For the record, I know who you are.
Okay. Anyway, I met with him personally around 9 o'clock yesterday morning. We discussed several matters. This was one of them. He personally told me, and I wish I had recorded it, he had not seen a proposal and he had not approved anything as of yesterday morning. So either there is a mistruth coming from him or Ms. Powers, because that's what he told me yesterday.
Thank you.
I just wanted to let you know that.
We'll take that into consideration.
Okay. Thank you very much.
What's the pleasure of the board?
I make a motion that we table this until we get a more definitive plan for the buffering, and she's talked to the HOA and brings us documentation of what they've agreed to.
Well put, George.
I second the motion.
And I have a second to that motion.
Yes. I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Did you have any opposed, just for our record?
No.
Okay. So we would need the...
I'm bigger than all of them.
Okay. What we'll need, from what I'm understanding the board, is your plan and everything for the November 13th public hearing, so they can present that in a public hearing setting just like this. So. Okay?
Just one plan word.
Well, that's, discussion, I mean, clarify with them. That's their...
Talk to Scott.
Okay.
We've closed the public hearing. On.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Whatever you want to present, bring. So,
Scott, we got any old business?
No, but we do have one more on the public hearing side.
All right. That's right.
Our code amendment draft, which is the last. The county commission went through the code amendments. They approved them all or left one the same, except, well, they left the buffering the same. But out of the work session, they felt like the 120 days. The red is what we proposed that came from the Planning Commission, and they had me reword the red to read, if the special use permit is requested for an existing nightly rental seeking Taney County Guidance Code of Compliance, the special use permit must have the CFC issued within 90 days. After the approval date, or the nightly rental shall cease until a CFC for the special use permit is issued. The deadline can be administratively extended if the approval is appealed to the Board of Adjustment and evidence of scheduling any modifications required for the CFC is presented to the planning staff. So that is the new language that's bringing to the public hearing tonight. If changed or modified, it'd be up to the Planning Commission next week to vote on this as presented, and it would get presented back to the County Commission.
Okay.
Okay?
I'm going to put it on the docket for next week's hearing.
Next week. Well, next week's vote, but then your public hearing. It's on public hearing now. So.
It's the vote at the same time.
Yep.
Any discussion?
Public hearing's right now, correct?
Yep. If there's anybody that has comments on this proposal, now's the time.
Okay.
Does anybody sign
Does that
up?
Include the audience?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yep, it's public hearing on